Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. This is Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Aaron Gurnis, and our guest today is Holly Shelford, the Youth Services Coordinator at the Knoxville Public Library. And Holly, Wednesday is the Knoxville Public Library's Outdoor Fun Day. Can you explain what's going on?
It is. We do this every year with our summer reading program. It's kind of a way to congratulate and thank everyone for participating in our summer reading program. We want to make sure that the kids understand that it's a job well done, and we want to just end it with a little fun day. We have lots of activities going on. We will have the Morning Kiwanis will be bringing their little barrel train, and Minnie Ferris will. We will also be having Smitty's Amusements with a couple of inflatables that will be here for the kids to get to play in, along with some other games, crafts, and face painting will be going on.
Excellent. And this is a celebration really for the summer reading program and for how lots of kids have participated in this summer. Can you explain a little bit how the summer reading program's gone, what kind of activities you've done over the summer, just kind of an overview of what you've done?
You betcha. This year we had 600 patrons register for our summer reading program, and that's 1-year-olds up through adults. I don't have the completion numbers yet, but it looks like it's a really good high rate. I had a lot of reading logs turned in, and that's always a good thing. That's what we're shooting for. This year, all of the activities that we had going on, we had some movie days. We had the Dulcimer guy come in from Illinois. We had Creations with the Twist with Daniel Poe. He's a balloon artist, storyteller. We also had Kyle Frank. He's a ventriloquist from out of Des Moines, and he put on a puppet show for us. We also had the Blank Park Zoo come in with a show and tell with a variety of animals. We were really excited. This year, we were able to see a screech owl, a bearded dragon lizard, a hedgehog, and then, of course, the baby American alligator, which everybody's always excited to get to touch an alligator and go home and say, hey, I touched an alligator today. So all of these extra programs that we had going on, we had large crowds come to it. So I was really, really pleased. Our numbers seemed to be really high this year.
And with the summer reading program, it's always not just about these activities, but it's also about the books. Did you see any books kind of come off the shelves this year? At least I know you're with the children, you probably don't see the adults as much, but with the children, did you see any books in particular? Like maybe people started really reading Harry Potter quite a bit with the movie coming out, that sort of thing?
You know, we did. Anytime there's a movie that comes out with affiliated with the book, it kind of starts going back around. So yes, we did get a new run on the Harry Potter books. A lot of other books, bestseller books, went really well this year. The Iowa Children's Choice Award books go out. They usually come out in May, and then the children can start doing those for a reading list, and then they'll carry on that reading list throughout school. So I think a lot of them got a jump start on that. The 39 Clues came out with a new book toward the end, and so that kind of sparked an interest for that series in your J Fiction. And what I tried to do was I tried to pull out a lot of books, fairy tales, folklore books, and books on different places traveling around the world of history of countries. And so a lot of those nonfiction books went out this year too as well.
Nonfiction for children, that seems to be a little unique.
It is, but Knoxville is very unique. Our patrons really like the nonfiction section here. So I just pulled out some books that I thought might spark even a little bit more interest, and they seemed to gobble them up, which was great.
Excellent. And so what do you have planned? Obviously, it's not a big program going into the fall, but what do you do for the children once the school year starts coming around?
Once the school year starts again, we'll start up with our normal story times in September. Those are held every Tuesday, Wednesday morning at 10:30, and those are for ages infants through whatever age. I get a lot of homeschool parents that will stop in, a lot of daycare providers will bring their children in, and then just a lot of parents that stay at home with their kids. So story times will start back up in the fall, and we're looking, I don't know all the details on it, but we're looking to host in October a program with ghost stories, just to kind of kick off with Halloween and everything. And then what we do for the rest of the school year is we'll just bring in a different programs here or there just to keep the interest sparked in the children.
What's your favorite part of the summer reading program?
Oh, wow, my favorite part. I would have to say I like bringing in these outside programs. Usually it's just something new. This year we had a couple of brand new programs. The Dulcimer guy that came in from Illinois. He played instruments that you just normally don't get to see, you know, a nose harp, bones, and then, of course, the dulcimer. And then this year I was very impressed with Kyle Frank, the ventriloquist. He's only a 17-year-old young man, and he's just, I call him a boy genius. He was just absolutely fantastic. And I think for kids to see young kids perform like this, it re-sparks an interest and say, hey, this is something I can do. So, yeah, those probably were my couple of favorite things that I really enjoyed this summer.
Anything else you wanted to add? Or
Again, just thank you to all the patrons who participated. Thank you to our community. Without their support, this summer reading program would not be possible. A lot of businesses and organizations have donated to this program, and it's just very, very important to keep kids reading and to spark interest into reading. And I think that's it.
All right. Well, thank you very much. That's Holly Shelford, our guest today on Let's Talk Knoxville. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Let's Talk Pella is up next.